Hey there, it's Michaela LaFrac. Heads up that we've edited this podcast episode a little bit for you. Skimmed the fat, boiled it down. Hope you enjoy. Every month, a 7 Days food writer joins us to talk about local food, restaurant openings and closings, and other big news from our region's food and beverage scene. This month, we are joined by Jordan Berry. She holds a master's degree in food studies, and she previously produced podcasts about bread and beverages. Jordan, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me.
And today, we're going to talk a lot about apples, because 'tis the season. So call in and tell us your favorite place to pick or get cider donuts or apple pie, other apple products. 800-639-2211 is our number. So you are in Vermont's breadbasket, Addison County. What are some of the orchards you have visited recently?
Oh my gosh, it is such an incredible apple year, which is very welcome because last year the kind of early frost damage really hurt apple orchards. So you can just drive around and see beautiful, brilliant, shining apples along the roadsides anywhere, which you should ask before you pick those. But I have been on quite an orchard crawl this fall. Just so excited about them, seeing them everywhere. I kicked things off with a Dreamy at Yates Family Orchard, which technically I think they are Hinesburg, but they're on Moncton Ridge, kind of down in that area, like a great gateway to the Addison County orchards.
And describe a Dreamy for those not yet lucky enough to have eaten one.
A Dreamy, first of all, you will have to wait, but it is worth it, I promise. At their beautiful little farm stand, you order it's a hot cider donut, fresh out of the fryer, with a just perfectly smooth, creamy right on top of it, and usually maple, but I don't know if this is something they've done for a long time or if it was new. They had an apple cider creamy.
Oh.
And that's what I chose, but my husband chose the maple, and I kind of like stole the top of his and swapped them. So we had both, which was, I think, really the move. And I apologize to the Yates family if that's not something that they condone, but I think it was delicious.
Where else have you been besides Yates?
I got to chat with the folks at Sunrise Orchards in Cornwall earlier this fall because they have a beautiful new farm stand as well. They have, it's actually a historic barn from Middlebury that they relocated onto the property. And they have all of the classic orchard things, the donuts, the pies, the pick your own, the apples. But they also have lunch, and every lunch has an apple in it. It kind of changes every weekend. They have one or two things. It might be pulled pork with an apple slaw, or a classic kind of grilled cheese with apples, or butternut squash soup with apple. So that's a nice kind of different thing to find at an orchard. You know, if you don't necessarily want to go pick, you could go sit on their nice new deck next to a beautiful barn and have lunch.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
I went to Shelburne Orchards 2 weeks ago, and we got a bunch of Honeycrisp apples. And I don't know what it is about this year, but those are the best apples I have ever eaten. There's like something magic in the air with the apples this year.
Absolutely. And a lot of apple trees in Vermont and kind of the Northeast in our climate are biennial. So you'll have a really good year and a really bad year kind of back to back. And a lot of that is sort of from these frost cycles. So I think the trees were just kind of like waiting to give us this year. And I'm so happy for all the orchardists getting to do that.
Right. Well, we've gotten a number of calls of folks with their favorite place to go get apple products. We have Irene in Pointe Claire, Montreal. You're in Montreal, Irene? Go ahead. Hi, Irene. Can you hear us? All right, Irene, we will come back to you. Let's go next. Oh, yep, there you are, Irene.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
Anytime I would go to Vermont, I would always drive up to Stowe and stop at the Cider Hollow because they have a delicious hot cider, you know, a drink, and they have their donuts and everything else, absolutely, and it smells so good.
Oh, the Cold Hollow Cider Mill, I believe?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's fantastic. It's one place I would always stop. If I'm in Vermont, I would go to Stowe and make sure I stop there for their hot cider.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thanks so much.
Always.
Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go next to Xenia in Barrie. Xenia, go ahead.
Hi, actually, Barrie Town.
Oh.
I won't talk about my grandfather, who was a slate splitter in West Pollock, but I want to talk about the Northern Spy apple, different from the Red Spy. Those became politically suspect. But the Northern Spy, it's a biannual, and it's and it's you know, heritage apple, and it's hard to find, partly because it's a biennial, and it's simultaneously sweet and tart. It's hard to convey that, but it's an amazing combo.
Thank you, Zinnia. I wanted to ask our guest about that.
That's
one of
my favorite apples. I'm one of those weirdos that has lots of favorite apples, but it is a really good kind of eating, cooking apple, but it also makes an amazing hard cider because of what the caller mentioned about it being sweet and tart at the same time, kind of balances that out in a way that most hard ciders are often blends, but you can do like a single varietal Northern Spy, and it is magic.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay, so what are some of the other apple spots on your list or apple products?
Yeah, I haven't had a hot apple cider yet this year, but I had a cider slushy the other day at Champlain Orchards down in Shoreham, which they have a cider garden, like beer garden, cider garden.
Amazing.
Where you can get flights of their hard ciders, but they have a hard cider slushy and a sweet cider slushy, which is what I opted for. And then we hiked up to the top of their orchards, which has like the best view of Lake Champlain across to the Adirondacks. Really recommend going there, and it's like humongous. You can just get lost in the trees.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and one of our contributors, Suzanne Podheiser, wrote about Burt's Apple Orchard for us, which is up in Cabot. I haven't made it there myself, but the story that she told of kind of that family transforming a former dairy farm. I think the original idea for the orchard began with Greg Burt's senior high school project at the Cabot School. He was tired of spending summers putting up hay and knew that taking over the farm, he might want to do something different.
Good for him.
So they started with 700 trees, and 20 years later, they have 12,000.
Wow.
And a very busy pick-your-own operation with donuts and a corn maze. They get 4,000 visitors a day sometimes on these fall weekends. So it definitely seems like a place to check out.
Wow. And you can find that story on 7 Days. Let's go back to the phones. We have Martha in Brattleboro calling in. Martha, what's your favorite spot for apples?
Hi, I wanted to give a shout out to Scott Farm in Dummerston. And in order to get there, you pass by Kipling's house and you find this orchard that has, they've taken all the Macs and the McCowans and the things that we all kind of know as standards and grafted heirlooms. So you can get Julia Child's favorite baking apple and boxing apples and all sorts of exotic to us. Apples that your great grandparents would have known, and so it's amazing how diverse the flavors are and the types. And then they also house the Stonewall Trust, which has these amazing stonewallers who have created art in the grounds around the orchard.
Oh, wow. Tying together our two segments today on stones and rocks and apples. Well, thanks so much for that shout out for Scott Farm Orchard in Dummerston. Have you heard of
it? It's a favorite of mine, too. Yeah. Sometimes we're lucky enough to get their apples up here in the co-ops, and they'll have things like Ashmead's Kernel and Sheep Nose and Knobbed Russet. And they almost look like potatoes sometimes. They're kind of gnarled skins. And just if you see an apple and it doesn't look like an apple, get it and try it, because it's amazing how different they can all taste.
Wow. Well, when you and I first checked in, Jordan, about this segment, you told me that there's a lot of love for apples right now, but there is also another seasonal ingredient that I don't know anything about. I'm hoping you can tell me. It is chicory week right now.
Coming up. Yeah. This is the past few years, there's been an official Vermont Chicory Week, which was kind of started in honor of something from the West Coast. A group of kind of enthusiastic friends decided to celebrate bitter greens, which is the chicory family. They're part of the daisy family, I believe, or the aster family. They are things like escarole and radicchio, and they almost look like lettuces or cabbages in the field. And if you don't kind of notice what you're getting into, you might bite into it and be like, oh, that's bitter, yuck. But if you have a taste for the bitter side of life, they are really fun things to play with in the kitchen or to seek out on restaurant menus right now. So there's not so much of an official festival this year, but I think it's harvest season for these chicories. So seek them out at restaurants, and I know the chefs will be, because they're a fun thing to play around with, that kind of add a layer of bitterness to everything.
Yeah. Well, speaking of restaurants, during this segment, we always try to note some recent restaurant openings or closures. Anything new that you're excited about?
Yeah, we have two that kind of are broadening our global cuisines a little bit in the Burlington area, which is always exciting. I got to go speak with the folks at Zaytuna, which is in the new sort of downtown of South Burlington. It's where Heart and Soul by Mark Barbecue was until mid-July. They opened in early September with two chefs that make traditional dishes from the Middle East. They're from Jordan, but they also feature cuisines of Lebanon and Syria. Or the owner, Arwa Daman, renovated the restaurant and added touches of olive green throughout because Zaytuna in Arabic means olive tree. Mm. And I love that. It looks beautiful in there. I can't wait to get in there and eat. They hadn't opened yet when I got to speak with them. And then in this week's issue of 7 Days, we had our contributor, Amelia Catanzaro, went to Kismet Mediterranean Grill, which is a new Turkish restaurant on Battery Street in Burlington. It's open for lunch and dinner, and they have lots of Turkish wine and seafood, which I hadn't really thought of as part of Turkish cuisine. But Istanbul is a coastal city, and they are really kind of celebrating that. And they have a great view of Lake Champlain from their big windows, too. So that's a fun one.
That's great. Well, congrats to them for opening. I drove by that place the other day, and it was hopping.
Yeah,
so it seems like they're doing well.
So busy.
There was also a recent sale of a very beloved bakery,
yes.
Mirabelle's. I'm hoping you could tell us about it. It's a favorite here at Vermont Public for like any big staff birthday.
Favorite for everyone in this area, I think. Everyone has a Mirabelle's story. After 34 years, Allison Lane and Andrew Silva sold Mirabelle's Bakery to Jake and Alexandria Kent, who are longtime customers. And rest assured, they said their goal is to really not change much at all, which is what we love to hear. And they've hired a total pro, Rachel Semprola. She's the head chef. That Mirabelle's moved from downtown Burlington to a location on Williston Road in South Burlington in early 2020. My favorite thing that they do, speaking of apple season, is they sell frozen pie crust. I am awful at making pie crust, but I love making apple pie, and Mirabelle saves me every time. So that's the thing. Everyone's like got stories about their pastries or their cakes, but mine is the pie crust hack. So I hope that that is one of the things that they will not change.
Yeah, if it ain't broke. One last question I'm going to sneak in here from a listener. Chris in Burlington called in to ask, does anybody sell gluten-free donuts? I don't know if we're talking apple cider donuts or just regular here, but does anything anywhere come to mind?
Oh, goodness. Not a specific one. I know that that has become more and more widely available.
Right.
So the only thing I would not be sure about at Orchards is if they have a separate fryer for gluten-free, if they do it. But I would say reach out to some of the Orchards because I bet they would. And it's definitely, I'm going to go do some research because I have a couple friends with celiac who would love to know the answer of that to that question.
All right, Chris, Jordan Berry is on the case for you. Jordan Berry is with 7 Days. You can find her latest articles and other articles from the food world in our region on 7daysvt.com. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.